The do-it-yourself movement is taking a step into the final frontier, space. A California company called Interorbital Systems is offering a personal satellite kit that it says will open up space research for hobbyist schools and amateur engineers. The company provides the materials, everything from an antenna and batteries to solar panels and a microcomputer. And they will launch it into space on their rocket for you. The first test flights are taking off next month. But at $8,000 a pop, who would buy one? Alex Antunes, for one. He's a professional astronomer and science writer who bought one of the kits.
I got a box from Interorbital Systems about the size of a shoebox, and I opened it up, and it was parts. It has a power system that's basically two lithium AA batteries hooked together, a little stick of gum computer chip, a bunch of very fragile solar cells are packed away, antenna, and lots of wires. And if you were expecting to see Sputnik, it's completely different than that.
Yeah, the box is sort of, it looks like maybe something you'd see in a spy movie, actually. It's a metal
actually,
box.
Actually, I bought
with
the spy movie box myself. I needed to get a padded case, so I replaced the cardboard one with something that's more portable.
It's far more impressive. And then everything is in lots of cords and things wrapped in bubble wrap. And then this is the main event, right? This cylinder.
It's a cylinder a little bit larger than a 1 liter bottle. And it's not actually the shell of the satellite or the casing. It's what the satellite has to fit into. Their rocket has a bunch of these tube sats loaded like bullets in a gun. And this is the cylinder that it has to eject out of.
Oh.
But inside, it can look like anything. It can be solid. It can be spider web. You could build a satellite out of wood. As long as it fits inside this tube, then it can be launched.
All right. Now, what is your satellite going to do?
I decided to make a music instrument in space, basically, to take the ionosphere, the upper part of the atmosphere where there's a lot of the Earth's magnetic field and where the sun interacts with it and causes all sorts of activity, and say, well, let's put something up there and convert that directly to sound data.
So right now, do we know what the ionosphere sounds like?
When you sonify something like the ionosphere, I'm hoping that we're going to get a broad sense of what is going on there. Is this something that's active? Is this something that isn't? Something that anyone can latch onto and say, wow, that's a really energetic environment. Space is harsh. Or, wow, things move a lot slower in space than we expect.
You're essentially shooting a musical instrument into space. What would that sound like?
I'm sending down the data as MIDI data, which is the equivalent of sending player piano rolls or sheet music. What people decide to map that to is up to them, and people will be able to take the ionosphere and put it into compositions. So it's a lot like a solar theremin, an instrument that uses the amount of light that it's getting to create sound.
Ah, oh,
and the theremin is what Brian Wilson used for good vibrations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
And I thought, what if you put an instrument that converted the ionosphere, how it intrinsically is, into music? So I have some sound samples where I do sample sounds from three detectors to measure the magnetic field, the temperature, and light, each separately, and then I show how they mix together. And then when you put all three together, it sounds like a completely different piece. And in the hands of a skilled musician, hopefully it would become music.
I have to ask, you're already a professional astronomer. So what's your goal here?
Well, I worked my whole career operating other people's satellites, enabling other scientists to do their work, getting data to other scientists. And this was incredibly appealing because now I get to design my own satellite to do whatever I want.
Alex Antunes is a professional astronomer and science writer. He joined us here in our studio with his satellite, the TubeSat. Alex, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Audie. It was a pleasure to be here.